media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome on the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Catuso. Good morning, Coach Catuso.
Hey, Rob. How are you today?
I'm well. A very impressive, strong performance by your team on Saturday as you rally to beat William & Mary in your conference opener 39-31. As you've gone back and looked at that tape, what impressed you with the way your team played?
Well, you know, we felt good at halftime, even though we were down and had to take some field goals, but we felt like we were moving the ball, and I thought defensively we were going to, you know, we were close to figuring out a few things, and so we felt good at half and came out, and I, you know, really played a good second half. You know, overall, we had the ball for 20 minutes in the second half, and it was a good showing by the offensive line. I thought they protected the quarterback really well. They really didn't have any sacks and a little bit of pressure, but not much. We were pretty solid up front and happy with those guys. And just balanced on offense. And, you know, defensively, we continued. We give up a big play, but we were able to manufacture a couple big plays, forcing a really important fumble on one of the run plays that kind of got us back going when we were down 11 points. We were down 11 points twice and were able to rally. So it was a good win. They present a lot of problems, and we're just excited about getting a home women's conference and getting ready to go on the road.
I want to start on the defensive side, and you touched on it a little bit, but you guys forced four turnovers in the game, and especially those two second half fumbles on the quarterback. How big were those plays to change the momentum?
Well, it was really big. I think, you know, there was a turning point in the game where they broke the long run, and we went down 25-14 or whatever it was. We were down 11, and you know, we went three and out on offense. It was the one dead spot in the whole game for our offense, and it was they got the ball back, and it's a critical junction. If they score there, you know, probably the game in essence is over. But we were able to get a big stop and get a turnover and then another turnover, and the offense was playing well. We started to score a few touchdowns instead of field goals, and it really completely changed the second half. You know, and it was fun to see us. You know, last year we went in there and had a lead at the end and couldn't run the ball in four-minute offense and couldn't stop them in two-minute offense. And this year we were able to do both of those things really well. So it was a good win and good progress for our football team.
Offensively, we have an immediate question queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Kyle Kensing with Flow Sports.
Coach, with as important as Dylan was, you know, getting those the field goals and adding 2 points on drives, how much emphasis do you place during the course of the week and day to day on focus on special teams?
Well, we do, like everybody. I mean, we consider it a full third of the game, and it's a critical piece. We went into this season with brand new kickers in all phases, and it was a big concern. And Dylan and Joey Mitchell have really stepped up as young kickers and been really strong for us, and we've been really happy with them. You know, we knew William & Mary. I know Coach London and talked a lot about his special teams the week before and winning the special teams. And even though we gave up a kick return, I thought our special teams were really, really good. You know, we kicked off. We gave up the one return that really hurt us, but after that, we shut it down. We moved our kicks around a little bit. We were able to kick field goals. Dylan was excellent, and I thought Joey Mitchell, you know, we kind of had to correct the stats where he averaged 44 yards a kick under heavy pressure the way they attack punts. So, yeah, special teams is just as important as anything we do, and I think those guys were a huge reason we were able to win the game.
Thank you.
Sure.
Greg, we've talked often on this call about Jeff Undercuffler, another big game, 310 yards and three touchdowns. I think multiple TDs in all five games, but maybe even more impressively than the number of touchdowns, only four interceptions, three that came in that Monmouth game. How has he improved, not only, especially with his decision-making?
Yeah, he's really been improving. He made a couple, you know, we were fortunate. A couple balls could have been intercepted. I think he forced a couple into coverage, and the balls were, you know, hit the ground, which was good. But, you know, he's learning every week. We feel like he's getting more confident. And the one thing he is that is just irreplaceable is an incredibly positive person on the sidelines. I mean, even when the game was, we were in rough spots in the game, Jeff is always positive about, we can come back, let's keep working. He's really an upbeat competitor, and I love that about him. And I think, you know, we were in a tough situation there, and he made some big plays, and with his arm and with his mind, he ran the ball once for a first down. So, he's progressing really well, and in our sport, and particularly in our conference, you have to have a great quarterback to have a chance to win.
You touched on it a little bit early, but I wanted to get your comments on the improvement of your offensive line, especially in that fourth quarter in a one-score game. You guys go 13 plays, 82 yards, over 7 minutes on that drive. A lot of it coming on the ground. Did you feel like you were able to wear them down a little bit late in the game and just maybe to speak on the play of those guys up front?
Well, I think when you combine the time of possession, especially in the second half, certainly can wear a defense down. And they were a little banged up, so we did take advantage of that. But the big thing is the mentality of it. I mean, I went in the huddle. Joe, our offensive coordinator, talked to them prior, and I went in and told them. I said, this was where we were last year against this team, and we were not able to push the ball for any first downs. And we really challenged them to get out there and pound the ball. And I think the O-line is really played well and has protected the quarterback and is opening up enough cracks for our running backs to get through the hole. And I think you got to give Carl Mofar a lot of credit. Man, that was a heck of a drive by him, pounding and being physical at the end of runs. And it was a good drive. It makes you proud as a coach when you're able to do something like that. But ultimately, it was a big key. We had a 13-play drive that took up over 7 minutes, and more importantly, ate up three of their timeouts. So it was a great drive to put the finishing touches, for the most part, on a game.
Got another media question, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Mark Singleace with Albany Times Union.
Hey, Greg, you mentioned the offensive line. Any update on Griffin Clancy, or what's wrong with him, and how long he could be out for?
We think he's okay. We're hoping he'll be back to practice Wednesday. So that's the plan right now. And it just depends on, you know, his getting him rehabbed and moving around a little bit. But we're cautiously optimistic.
Thank you.
Sure.
Greg, you guys hit the road this week to visit Richmond, your second conference game of the season. Just talk about some of the challenges the Spiders will present for you.
Well, you know, Richmond's been a perennial power in the CAA, and we know the challenges to go in there and play. We've played barn burners ever since I've been here for the past 5 or 6 years against them, and we've unfortunately been on the short end of them. And you know, we've got to go play a great football game. We know who they are. We know what they're about. We know the talent level they have. And we need to go in and play our A game to have a chance to win on their field.
Before I let you go, our crew certainly enjoyed our trip to Albany for the Real Men Wear Pink Day. A very neat program that you guys do with the names of cancer survivors and special people on the back of the jerseys. Just for those who aren't aware of it, just talk a little bit about how that's come about.
Yeah, you know, Mark Benson started the Pink Day, and we've just embraced it. We put the names of cancer survivors and people we've lost to a terrible disease on the back of the jerseys, it's really it raises money, it raises awareness, and it's just a cool thing for the kids, because for the most part, kids are wearing someone in their family's name. You know, that's how prevalent cancer is, and for the Gattuso family, or I should say my wife's family, the Bridgemans, our quarterback and our one of our receivers were wearing my father-in-law and brother-in-law who passed from cancer. So it's important to us, and it's something that we really cherish as our community service, and we're going to continue to do things like this as long as I'm around, that's for sure.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for your time today. Safe travels to Richmond, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.